Principal Broadcasting presents the League of Professionals, Monday to Friday with Muriel Donnelly.
Principal Broadcasting, John Stevens here, and today my guest is Claire, am I going to say this right, Capetta?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. How are you today, Claire?
I'm good.
Now, why don't you start off by telling me and my listeners what it is exactly that you do?
Okay, I am the founder of the Clarify the Lifeline.
Okay.
I'm also a therapist and an advocate for domestic violence and stalking. I've written 3 books. I am also a survivor of domestic violence and stalking, so
oh, wow.
I have the background to it. And this is why we're developing a Clarified Lifeline, which is a panic device to help people. It's not just for domestic violence and stalking. It would help anybody.
Right.
And there's a lot of them out there on the market, but not like ours.
And what this is like a panic button type of deal?
Yeah, and it's really good. It's made of wood,
mm-hmm.
so it's organic and steel. But the steel background wraps around onto the front of the device.
Oh, wow.
To give a unisex design so that men, women, teenagers can wear it. They can wear it as a necklace, clip on a bracelet, one of those leather wraparound ones. It can wear it on a belt or the bag.
Right. I mean, when I hear wood, it excites me a little bit because a lot of times you see these panic buttons and it's just like, you know, a plastic thing that you throw around your neck, throw into your bag, and, you know, never to be seen or heard from again until you need it.
Right. And they can easily be stomped on and smashed. And not only that, but they look like panic buttons. So, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship and you look like you're wearing a panic button, you know, hello.
Right. Exactly. Now, how long have you personally been in this business that you're doing now?
In domestic violence and
yeah.
advocacy?
Mm-hmm.
I would say 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Because my husband used to ask me questions about my past and I would just be blank. I didn't have the memories. They
mm-hmm.
weren't there. I had PTSD. So he said to start writing it down, which I did years ago. And then when I started to write, people were saying to me I should turn them into books.
And then you said that you've written 3 books.
Mm-hmm.
Could you expand a little on that?
Yes. My first book was A Broken Ring, which I've written in a third person. So I'm actually called Lydia in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about when I was 15, I was raped and then into an abusive marriage.
Oh,
so the first book is about rape, stalking, and domestic violence. The second book, because I started to write, I thought it was going to be one book, but it ended up being kind of like War and Peace.
Right.
So he was broken up. So the second one came out, and a lot of the advocacy groups loved the first book, A Broken Ring, because it has a nice happy ending. The second one was called Stalking Liberty, which is when I had an ex-boyfriend and he stalked me when we separated, when I broke up the relationship, and he held me hostage for a week. He tied me to a kitchen chair at knife point, and, you know, I was getting the whole only death will separate us.
Oh, my God.
I was one of the first women in the UK to have their partner arrested under the Harassment Act that came out in 96.
Oh, God. Now, if this is a little too personal, you let me know, but I'm curious if your experience with domestic violence personally, does this kind of help you form a connection with the clients that you try and help?
Absolutely, because when I was held hostage that week, I had 2 children.
Right.
So I had to take them to school and pick them up and cook dinner, wash dishes, do it like it was normal, so not to worry them. But he was there. He was always 2 paces, like if I went to the bathroom or took a shower, he unplugged the phone.
Oh,
he
wow.
went everywhere. So I couldn't get to the phone. You know, people said to me afterwards, why didn't you call for help? I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't. And then when they went to bed, I was tied back to the kitchen chair with the ties with a knife. And I managed to catch sleep if he kind of dozed off. If he dozed off, then I could sleep. But other than that, he was saying if I told the children what was happening, he would kill them. And then he'd kill me. But I doubt that if I was cooking dinner or washing dishes, if I could have pressed a button and the police would have come, it would have been over so much faster.
And is this sort of where the idea was implanted in your head to make this device?
Yes. Yes. And there are panic alarms out there which will get you help immediately, you know?
Right.
There's rings and plastic devices, like you say. But, you know, the police come. If you don't have that evidence, you're not going to get anywhere. You're still in trouble.
So the key really is to be having this on you discreetly, if you will, where you can kind of press it and call for help while it's going on.
Well, you can wear it as jewelry. You can wear it as open as you want. You don't have to be discreet about this because it just looks like a piece of jewelry.
That's beautiful.
But what we have with this is a wellness app on the phone for iPhones and Androids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have when you have this device, you will also have an app. And it has mindfulness, meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, which will help you cope while you're in the abusive relationship and give you the strength to finally leave. But we also have a community that people can talk to that are in a similar situation, so you can talk to people who are also struggling or have been there. There's a journal, so you can diarize everything that's going on. And there's a picture folder. You choose one picture in your picture folder that you like. You press it down for 2 seconds. It opens up a back folder.
That's brilliant.
In that back folder, that's where you store all your screen captures of texts, emails, photographs, bruises, everything, so the abuser doesn't know what you're doing.
Now
and when you call for the help, you can send it to the local precinct. And that is the evidence that will help you, because so many times with panic alarms, you do not have the evidence to back up your call for help.
Right. Or maybe that they're made more for like grandmothers and the elderly who maybe take a fall. I don't think anything has really an app where it's kind of more designed for the domestic abuse victim.
Right. So there's so many people who are being stalked at the moment. And I remember driving to a local town and parking my car in a huge car park, parking lot. And it was a town that I didn't normally go to, hadn't been to for a long time. And when I came out to the store and came back to my car, underneath the windscreen wiper was a red rose and a note. Now, most people would think that that was really romantic. I looked at that, and it was completely terrifying.
Wow.
Because he knew where I was.
That would scare the Jesus out of me. Absolutely.
Right?
Now, question. Where, for those currently suffering from domestic violence, where can they pick up the device? So where can they get more information about you and your business?
We have a website, and it is the Clarified Lifeline. So if you go to www.clarifiedlifeline.com, we're there. What we're doing now is saying to people, it's in the process of being made. The other good thing about this is that a lot of panic devices are like $140 to $150.
Right.
That's going to set off alarm bells if you're in an abusive relationship. So what we're doing is, a $5 monthly subscription. You can have it down on your bank statement, anything you want, you choose. Do you want it to look like a wellness app, a meditation app, so that it doesn't raise alarm bells? It's just $5 a month. So we're saying to people, if they subscribe to our website and pay the $5 through PayPal,
mm-hmm.
they will be in line to receive the first devices when they're released later this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. I mean, this app sounds like it's not only a much needed device on the marketplace, but it certainly sounds like you, of all people, know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And the police in the UK have already said to us, please let us know when you're close to launch date, because they are going to support us nationwide in the UK.
Wow.
We are going to be having concerts in London to raise awareness for domestic violence. We're having fashion shows. We're putting it out there. We want more awareness for domestic violence, because abuse and violence and stalking is killing more women than breast cancer. So if you look up and down your road, like every sixth or fifth house, there is violence going on, or abuse,
being
financial, emotional, stalking. It's an epidemic right now.
Well, unfortunately, Claire, that has wrapped up our segment, and it couldn't have been wrapped up at a more better point, is the fact that we need this device, and we need people to be aware of domestic violence. So if you see it in your area, make sure you contact someone, and don't let anybody go suffering. Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Principal Broadcasting, the Professionals Radio.